I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was audio from the Airbnb owners who owned the home, the apartment, the rental that famously led to the Ring camera walk of shame from Bill Belichick, whatever you want to call it.
Located in Winthrop.
Winthrop, Massachusetts.
That's not just around the corner from Foxborough. That's a bit of a haul.
That's where Jordan wanted
to be.
Here
it's a tourism spot now.
Apparently.
I would think
you're
going
to rent it, Fitzy?
Oh, yeah. Me and my lover are going to go there, too.
There you go.
I just haven't found somebody appropriately a third of my age.
Is the bed that Bill slept in. Yeah, I want to go sleep in that bed.
Nope. No, I do not. No, I absolutely do not.
Stiz is spending his anniversary there.
So Winthrop is right next door to me, and I told you, my little brothers have known that Ring camera was from Winthrop. They've known that for about a year now. Now I have the street, so I may do a drive-by this week.
Well, I will... Pablo Torre and his investigation, and this is Pablo Torre again. He has been at the forefront of this. He used geolocators to find it. These guys on the internet in Switzerland or something that are apparently great at this. They can find anything with just like you show them a photo, they see the background, they can find out where it is.
It's terrifying.
It's very sci-fi movie-ish that you can send it to this random person halfway around the world and they'll tell you it's right up the street and where it is and all that.
The details of this investigation go next level, and I think he has to go to these degree because I feel like he knows he's taken on such a powerful entity that he's got to have all his facts straight. Right?
And along those lines, Dan Ball, we do have some new information today in this situation, and he's willing to take on a very powerful entity, Pablo Torre. So explain.
So he appeared, and you mentioned this in our email chain earlier, he appeared on Mike Florio's podcast earlier today.
Yep.
So Torre explained that North Carolina owes by Friday responses to multiple requests for public records relating to the football program, and Torre stands ready to do whatever needs to be done if you UNC fails to comply with its obligations under the applicable laws. Torre was asked whether he's willing to take North Carolina to court if it fails to comply, and his answer, I plan to hold them to account. These are public records requests. So basically FOIA requests in, and he will sue if they don't provide him with what he needs.
That's interesting because whether they win or lose is irrelevant. It just expands on the scandal, the bad light, the... is he worth being the coach kind of thing? Is he more trouble than he's worth type of thing that you've been ahead of the curve, Ted? You went viral and global with that. We don't need to rehash that. You take enough victory laps on your own, so I'll take one for you here. But this Pablo Torre podcast that came out late last week, I listened to the whole thing, and I love the accent of the homeowner who also said, Stiz, do we have the second piece of audio where – He made an assumption about Jordan that I guess a lot of people have made somewhere along the line here, but he was up close and personal to what was going on. So we've all said things that we, you know, probably don't really want to say about a young woman, even though a lot of people are thinking it about a young woman.
Yeah. He just said what we were all thinking.
Yeah.
She's a character.
Also, you know? I don't think it's in this audio clip. I thought it was also classic Belichick. Part of the reason that they were sniffing around their tenant, their renter, is that he parked in a no parking area. And they thought, and not their no parking area, like a town one. And they were like, we're going to get in trouble for this. Yep. The town's going to crack down.
Yep.
That's typical. Like, that seems typical of, you know, the pampered elitist. That sign's not for me. I can park here. I rented the house.
And you know, like, people are trying to bring this story. Like, so how does all of this stuff relate to what we're talking about? Like, why do we care? I think the biggest point that you draw from this is, okay, what were the decisions he was making as the head football coach for the Patriots? Was he being influenced by her? When did she get into his life? And when did he start making decisions on the football field that just didn't really, you know, weren't congruent with decisions he's made in the past? And so that's how people are linking it and making it relevant today.
Right. And you said it, like, oh, that's not really convenient to Foxborough. And is he leaving a little earlier or arriving a little later? Because clearly the disheveled second video that you can see in the Pablo Torre podcast, he's got his little man purse satchel thing.
No shirt on. Let's just not put a shirt on?
And it's not a great look. Like, I mean, there's certain people that can get away with not having a shirt on, and then there's certain people, he's not one of them. If I saw that in my neighborhood, I'd be like,
Grandpa, put a shirt on. Walk of Shame, put a shirt on at least, for crying out loud, dude. Oh, my God.
And he didn't take the of somebody like Belichick to not be aware of cameras being around while you're walking out with a coin purse over that front porch? Come on now.
Yeah. So, Stiz, we have the presumption made by the Airbnb renters.
But at first we thought she was like a dancer or an escort. I was like, she could be freaking dead.
As the week went on, we were thinking that.
Because she had multiple, like, she said she was a dancer, and like, it was just something was off about it. You know, like, it just didn't make sense.
Or it made sense. I mean, it didn't make sense, but it kind of made sense in your mind.
Or it still doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely doesn't. But
no, she made sense. All right.
Yeah. No, she. I mean, this is a topic. So, Ted, you and I have both used the cookout barometer for the discussion about the Patriots. This was a massive topic at the cookout I was at yesterday. Everybody was involved.
Was the ring.
Men, thing? Women, yeah. Belichick, why, hows, ideas, theories, like the female perspective, the male perspective. And I joked with you. Female said, but why would he do this? What does she offer that gets him to go through all this? And all the men were like,
what?
We can think of something that we won't say, but I think we're all thinking the same thing. Like, it's just the reality of the way.
And it's amazing to me because there's, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but there are a lot of guys, you get that experience with that. Is it worth it at the end of the day?
Yep.
Like, is it at the end of the day?
Nope.
It's usually not. And Bill still finds it to be worth it.
What's the crazy part is, right, because old rich guy hooking up with young, beautiful woman, I mean, story as old as time. Tale as old as time. What really makes it crazy is the way he parades her everywhere.
Wait, whoa, who's parading who?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So you think she parades him.
She's the tail that walks the dog. Are you kidding?
He is not parading her. She parades herself and him at the same
time. She wears the cutoff hoodie in that relationship?
Yes. Yeah, she absolutely does.
But you don't think
she draws on his balustrade?
Bill thinks he's
like
the man walking around with her too, though.
I don't know what he thinks anymore.
Okay.
I think he's doing the old man shuffle. I've heard a lot of comparisons to Biden being pulled around in different directions by different handlers.
Really? I'd have to hear more. I just don't. There's not enough evidence for me to go there yet with him.
To get into cognitive questioning?
Yeah, and then it absolves him of all these, you know, decisions that he's been making.
Andy, what about the whole red pants thing, too? Like, the fact that, like, he had her put on the red pants so he could find her easier, and this goes back years, and now, and it
goes back to 2021.
Did you weigh in on the Ted? I don't know if we talked. I think we talked about it on Friday. But Andy, did you weigh in on the whole like Nantucket throwdown between Linda and Jordan?
Well, I get why Linda is entrenched in Nantucket. B, don't you think there's also probably? I'm guessing. I have no idea. I've never been to one of these fancy Nantucket parties. Probably never will. Guess what? Don't really want to. But I'm guessing these are a lot of older women at these parties.
Of course.
So, not only
wealthy, whatever. A very wealthy women.
And also don't want their husbands getting any ideas by bringing the young hottie, the escort, into this circle. Like, no, no, no. You stay out where you are with Belichick. You guys do whatever you want. That's cool with you. But you're not planting seeds of issues within our social circles. My marriage, right? Mm-hmm.
I bet you I know exactly what words were used as descriptives for Jordan. When you bring that hussy around here, when you parade that trollop around our grounds.
Yeah. So that, like, that is a layer to this. This has so many layers. It's really ridiculous.
And real quick, just because Fitzy and I talked about this late Friday, this article came out late Friday afternoon last week. And I think it's worth mentioning now. And that is the interview or the podcast that Bill did with Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
At the end of last week. Well, there was two Ryan Clark has two co-hosts on this podcast that he does. One is Channing Crowder.
Yep.
Okay. And Channing Crowder, they were not allowed, I guess, to be part of the interview. It was just Bill and Ryan Clark. It wasn't Channing Crowder, and there was another host too, and I can't remember. Oh, Fred Taylor.
Fred Taylor, former Patriot.
And those two guys were left Patriot out legend. Of the interview.
Right. And two guys who know Bill Belichick. Fred Taylor played for the Patriots. Channing Crowder played against the Patriots for a long time as a member of the Dolphins. So he had upfront views of Belichick, his leadership, who he is, teammates, the whole thing.
Right. And you know what? This is what he said. I'm just going to tell you. There's not audio, but this is what Channing Crowder said about just things leading up to this interview with Ryan Clark that they were left out of. He said, quote, in talking about Jordan, he says this. She kind of coordinates and brand manages. She has her paws on the situation. It's different, man. It's weird to be around Belichick and Jordan. I don't see Belichick in that light, but he just smiles and nods. And then he goes on and says, his old lady's different, man. She lurks. It's weird to know him as a coach, Belichick, running the entire organization as GM, head coach, talent coordinator, all that stuff. And then to see this tiny little 95-pound girl kind of pretty much telling him what to do.
Go back. He just smiles and nods. Is that what
smiles and nods.
Does that seem right? That doesn't seem right to me. I'm telling you, that doesn't seem right.
But you've never had a wife where you just smile and nod?
He's given her so much power, though, Annie.
Currently have a wife.
Like the CBS interview.
I think good answer.
I think he does. I think he smiles and nods.
Yeah, but I just – the whole thing is weird. And so,
he said this real quick. Crowder said this of Jordan Hudson, quote, that she choreographed the open.
Yes, choreographed.
Like, they are these two people, Belichick and Jordan, are trying to control – what everybody thinks and says about
them. But they
can't. And they can't.
And they're not good at it.
No.
Bill is no longer good at it. He was once good at it. Now, I still argue that he was once good at it when Bears Najarian was a part of the control team mechanism, whatever.
That guy.
Okay. Yeah, that guy did a pretty good job for whatever, whether you like him
keeping
or hate
Bill
him.
On the rails is a good job.
Kept a pretty good Bill on the rails. But Bill was used to controlling it. And now he's lost total control. This situation is so out of control that you have a guy doing weekly podcasts who's flying around investigating. We didn't even reference. He went back to Patriots games where they have this fan cam where
you're
it's like
Pablo Torre.
Yeah, Pablo Torre. This whole fan cam of everybody in the stadium, and he went back and located Jordan
in what year?
2021, November of 2021.
Interesting.
He went through all the photos and found her in Belichick seats. He describes where they are over the underpet, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like that's. And we had a texter. I want to know, why do you care so much? Everybody cares. If you don't care, you're in the minority, not the majority.
Why
here.
Do you care?
Why do I care? Because it's interesting.
He was a coach in 2021, 22, 23 for the New England Patriots. So it leads you to believe that maybe she had influence over decisions he made for the New England Patriots. That's the natural leap you
I've heard. Yeah, heard people already say that she hired Matt Patricia. It was her idea to put Matt Patricia.
I was just going
to
say.
Wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised one bit.
And
I know that sounds crazy to people. Wouldn't be surprised.
Also, why are we interested? Because we followed a man and his team for 20 years who built an empire based on ignore the noise, don't create distractions, all these rules. Yep. That he now apparently just blowtorched. This whole thing is totally opposite to the man we were around. Fitzy,
we were sold.
Like, we were sold a bill of goods with a capital B for Bill Belichick.
In bill of goods we trust.
Oh, Stiz, why are you shaking back there? Why are you shaking?
Can we stop even having to justify to people why we are talking about this?
That's a good
point. Everyone is talking about this. This is Bill Belichick, and it's like one of the craziest stories. Like, stop.
And
we do radio for a living.
Okay, but let's just let them know. The New York Times – wrote a long story on it. The Boston Globe, not the sports section. What was it? The human behavior specialist? I think it was human behavior specialist. Yep. Wrote a long column on it.
CBS Sunday Morning spent 10 minutes on it.
CBS Sunday Morning.
Megyn Kelly is chiming in.
Megyn Kelly. Now, TMZ, but that's the world it is now in, is there's blood in the water, and everybody's interested in it, and everybody's understanding that, oh, wait, everybody's talking about Pablo Torre's podcast. Maybe we should do a little more investigation. Everybody's clicking on this story. Everybody's reading this and watching that. It is a popular story, and yes, it is even more popular in New England because he was the co-chair for 20 years. We have intimate knowledge of what he believed in, supposedly, what he built his whole philosophies on. And now...
That's the key, bud.
It's the exact opposite.
Right.
It is total... And that's why I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's lost his way. Maybe he's lost his... Maybe he's not a hypocrite. Maybe Bill Belichick did believe in all those foundational elements of his philosophy, and he's gone a little bit mentally off the rails. And an opportunistic woman is now... leading him around. Yes. Jeez. Dan Ball, yes.
I just want to try to qualify your two, Andy and Ted, your opinions on the smile and nod thing. So, Andy, you think there's a chance he's smiling and nodding during all of this because he's not fully aware with his faculties on what's going on.
Correct.
Ted, you're not aligned with that. Are you saying that he's smiling and nodding because he's enjoying the way that this is going?
He's backing his girl.
He's backing his
whatever
girl.
Whatever she is saying... to control, you do this, do that, all this. He is like basically saying, "Yes, that's who he is." But
what she's doing is right.
Is
what
right.
We're doing is right. Yep. People may not understand it, but we're above whatever they're saying.
They
about
have a
us.
Plan going into those interviews.
Yeah,
and she is executing it for it. So he does. So he's isn't made to look the bad guy.
Right.
She is right.
Saddest football Bonnie and Clyde ever.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Cool.
And you guys, is that hard to believe?
No. I think both possibilities are. I have this one image and the video of her shuffling him through, I think the concert they were leaving, just left a mark in my mind. And now I marry it up with something like that, smile and nod. I just wonder. But Stiz, to answer your question, like, why do we keep defending this? So that was the 978 that asked, why do you care so much? And then
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I went on my little rant and the 978 sent another text. Okay, that's fair. So, you know, you change them one mind at a time. One mind at a time. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, odds and ends as we bring the end to a very interesting and odd show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.